I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It's a first. It is the first. It's episode 17, but more importantly, happy bloody new year, folks. How is 2016 for you? Nothing's changed? Well, in this podcast, FIFAN, the Al Pitcher podcast, things will change. I am going to really crank you up, really make your life different, make it spectacular. This is our year. It's the year of the lazy shits. Are you lazy? I'm a bit lazy. But boy, oh boy, when that motivation cracks in, when it finally turns up, I'll get off the sofa and I will open that door and I will sign for it. Yeah, this is the first one for 2016. Happy. I don't know how long you say it for, do you? When does it get really boring? Because, you know, at school, I'm not even at school, at work, if you've returned to work, if you've returned, well, I mean, I'm sure you did return, you know, I'm sure you didn't headbutt anyone and not turn up. Like I think I said in episode 16, how ironic that was episode 16 in 2015. This is episode 17 in 2016. Yeah, Illuminati. Yeah, conspiracy theories. Look at that one. What's happened? Iran aren't talking to Saudi Arabia. North Korea have done shit to South Korea. And knee-shirping is still not close enough for me to nor-shirping. It's good. It's good. Everything's good. This is coming from London, this one. I'm making it very international. I've flown over here to do a podcast. No, I've flown over here. I'm going to do a show. Just do a small couple of gigs, you know. Just turn up and do them. I haven't kind of... sounding like I'm Bruce Springsteen. I haven't announced them because I sort of want to do them, but there's another part of me goes, do you know what? Maybe you shouldn't. Maybe you should take some time off, you know? You've got to get off the sofa soon. So my family are here with me, not in the podcast.
Hello.
No, it's they're here. They're here with me, and we're doing touristy things, you know? Like Tuesday, we did the great tourist thing from Svaria, where we just got confused about what train to catch at Gatwick. You done that? Loads of Swedes just walking around, completely confused. One thing that did happen, my littlest child had a complete meltdown. You know, when New Year's happens, you know, there's a point where you think, fee-fahan, you know? You know those moments when you think, what am I doing with my life? She had that in a dramatic 20-minute of descending aeroplane. My bigger one, he freaked out about flying. And the cat, he's not a cat, he's actually a person, but the person he is, and I thought I knew, was a person that if I could send him to the moon, he'd be like, what do I eat up there? What kind of shit? What do you want me to bring back from the moon, Papa? He freaked out about the flying, and then the other one had a complete seizure, complete meltdown, that kind of thing where people are... There was like a... this is going to sound like a really bizarre tale but my life seems to be a bit like that sometimes. There was a UFC fighter on there. He's some kind of Swedish UFC. It's not the guy, the mauler, but some other guy. And he got up and he just gave a rice cake to my daughter. But the seatbelt sign, I mean, we were literally 4 minutes from landing. I mean, I know they do some weird fighting in those cages, but I don't think any of the passengers, pilot or crew, wanted to take him on about a rice cake situation. So I just accepted the rice cake. I knew he was breaking the rules. I knew he was against the law, and I was part of it. But boy, oh boy, did I take that rice cake. Yes, I did. I just went, tuck, like that. You know that moment when you think you're going to be quite strong, you're going to match the strength. Staunch is a word we call stark, you know. You're going to be kind of, yep, and not yep. But my voice just, I kind of became this 13-year-old boy that had just discovered nudity. And he just came up with a rice cake. And I was like, attack, taxi maker. Like that. So he must have thought, no wonder that child is crying. She gets a bedtime story from that kind of freaky guy, you know.
Björn and Sova.
You know, so that's not even a birthday story, is it? It's just a song. So we arrived and then been here for a couple of days. Something about London. It's a very, very cool city. I really couldn't live here anymore. I'm very, very dedicated to Sverige and very in love with the place. But it's a great place to visit, London. I like it, you know. So we're over here until the 11th of January. I'm going to see a comedy gig on Friday. It's a guy called Billy Connolly. I don't know if you're aware of his work. Incredible comedian. He's about 70 now, I think. He's got Parkinson's. He just got it. That's he's a hero of mine. So if you like my comedy, I hope you'll understand that this is a big deal for me. So I'm quite emotional about it, and I've just got one ticket. I mean, obviously I'm not going to book like a row of seats for myself, you know. If, you know, like a kind of Madonna booking three floors of a penthouse hotel, is there a penthouse hotel? Just three floors of a hotel, you know, it goes into, I mean, last time when Madonna was in Stockholm, didn't she stay in like Flen and book Scandic Flen? Is there a Scandic Flen? Good question. Google it. That's all we like to say, isn't it? Just bloody Google it. That's my New Year's one. I'm going to go through some New Year's resolutions in the second half of this incredible podcast. Bloody, it's good though, isn't it? It's a massive, massive thing that people are listening to this. It's bloody brilliant. Spread it like Winterkrekken, with regret, with no regret, with no knowledge. That's fraud, isn't it, doing that? If you cough on someone with Krekruken and you knew you had it, fifan, you should not have even left the house. They should put like paint a cross on your house, like no, nobody to enter, big kind of murder tags, murder tape around, do not cross. Someone did a Krekruken cough. So we did the London thing today. We wandered around. Actually, how Swedish is this? I had to find a proper coffee, didn't I? Do you get that when you go overseas? A lot of fucking idiots complaining about people coming to Sweden, but a lot of people go to other places as well. And you know, and they're dicks. Political, very political. That's one of my New Year's resolutions, is to say something quite political and not really have anything to back it up, because they're on holiday, aren't they, you dickhead? They haven't moved there. Some of them have moved there. I'm on the herbal tea as well. Another Rezo. NYR. No, but we'll get to that. We're going to get to it. It's like a teaser. Don't you panic yourselves. So I, I walked around, went to the natural, this is going to be a little, if you haven't been to London, I don't know if you've heard of it, it's got a big clock, Ben or something, and a few rude people. We were on the tunnel banner, the underground, and my little son, the little child, the he's not the son of God, but he is, in my eyes, if I believe, I don't know if I believe. And he said to me, "Is it, you're not allowed to speak? You're not allowed to speak here." So that was kind of quite. We went to the Natural History Museum today, and I mean, it's like someone who collects strippers' underwear. Going, it's not a very good explanation for my son, but stripper's underwear and then going to a stripper's museum. Does that make, or going to Vegas, does that make any sense? It's a big deal. That's all I'm trying to say. I have watched him watch lizards, you know, uglers, on an iPad, on a loop, basically. 24 hours of lizards, just uglers, just looking at them and watching what they do. I don't know even if he learns, he just watches their every movement. Basically, if you tried to rob my house, which would be weird, wouldn't it? Because you know I'm away now, but actually somebody's staying at our house, so ha ha ha. Robbers who like podcasts, or maybe someone just walking past your office and you're playing this. You wouldn't play it loud though in your office, would you? When do you listen to podcasts? Here's a question for you folks. When do you listen? When's a good time to drop it? When I mean drop it, I'm talking like gangster rap kind of. Yo, we dropped some music on you. I don't know why I went all Texan there. Texan rappers, they don't rap about gold, just oil and shooting. Well, that's what rappers do anyway, isn't it? So I said about lizards and I said, oh, mate, you know, you don't have to watch more uglers, do you? Not anymore, do you? I mean, you've seen enough, haven't you? But I don't say it so dramatically. I just add some drama for the pod. My mum can't work out what this pod is at all. I mean, you probably can't. But pod, she thinks iPod. And then I said it's a podcast. She goes, how much do I have to pay for it? Hoping that I'd be like, well, I'm your son, I can get it for free. But anybody can get it for free, you know. There's people in prisons around the world listening to this, you know. It's their Malcolm X moment. I really don't think there's anybody. If you're in prison and if you want to use your one phone call, do you get one phone call a day, or is it just when you get arrested? I've seen too many movies, haven't I? Do you actually get a phone call or do you get an SMS? Maybe you get a Snapchat now. Maybe it's modernized. Get a little Snapchat. Go on then. Who are you going to Snapchat? And you're like, and then they have to reply within, I don't know about Snapchat. I know that Snapchat, isn't it where you take photos and then it, the people can't see the photos after a while, but then people grab them, don't they? I don't know. Never been on it. Never chatted snappily. So I said, Urglas. I said, Urglas, didn't I? I said to him, you can't be watching this shit all day. I didn't say shit. Again, bit of added drama. I said something like, you can't watch any more of these lizards. And he said to me, with these puppy little eyes, he didn't have the puppy eyes. He didn't rip them out of a dog. He just looked at me with his little eyes and said, Urglas are my life, Papa. Whew. You know, the cat's got some smooth talk, man. You know? It's my wife's birthday on Saturday on Lord Ag, and I said, what should we get her for her birthday, you know? And he said, we'll get her a crown, like a princess, a little crown. I was like, oh, that's pretty amazing what you've just said. Now turn that bloody lizard documentary off. Yeah, all good. So we went to the Natural History Museum. You know, you go with kids. My kids are 5 and 2, right? It's like a diet, right? 5 and 2. And they just go apeshit, which we didn't actually see at the Natural History Museum. That would be a nice little thing. It was quite funny because they had things about Neanderthals and people who, you know, where it's all come from, basically, when we remember the old days we used to drag the knuckles when we were monkeys, and that's what I'm trying to say, when we made love to each other as monkeys, and we dragged the knuckles, and people still say those people are still around, you know, dragging their hands on the floor, those kind of people. And then it went through, like, you know, different skulls, different bodies. And then it had the body of the hunter. And that was quite nice, bit of silence. People, you know, quite kind of busy, you know, people looking. And then my daughter just went, ha-ha, knock and face, Papa, knock and face, which was brilliant. So that was, and what I like about Swedish svenska is I don't understand it. Let's make that quite clear, you know, apart from about 74 words, I don't understand it. I try to understand it, and boy oh boy, I have tried, but there are moments when I do understand it, and then I look around at other people and I think they don't know what she's saying. So yes, that was it. On Tuesday night, I went to a comedian's reunion. Not a reunion. It was like a Christmas, kind of Christmas party. They have it every year, and I was in town, and I went to it. Wow. Have you ever been to one of these reunions? They're incredible. Because you're meeting people who you didn't like, didn't know, but you sort of feel you should, you know? And then there's other people that you love, you know, there's an amazing bunch of comedians, but you don't know all the comedians, you know? It's exactly like a school reunion, you know, where everybody's like kind of showing off, you know? I was going to go to my school reunion, but it looked a bit strange. I mean, I couldn't fly back to New Zealand, you know, for a night of, you know, I don't drink, and a lot of my mates don't drink now because we used to hit it hard, you know, in the day. So I looked at it, and it was just a night, and there was only about 8 people that went to the reunion. You know, that's not the kind of party. I thought there was going to be like 200 people there. So I think it was just a specific class rather than anything like a big school or something. And that's quite a long way to go, isn't it? For one night. One night of sobriety. It's kind of hard to party, you know, like yesterday, just drinking water, just going for loads of like kiss after kiss, you know, and then you meet people in the toilets that you don't really know, but then you think, oh, are they looking at my penis? Because men tried to not, they try not to. Women don't really have that problem. You've got your cubicles, you know, you're not standing up. You do stand up in the cubicle. I know that for a fact. You do that. I've seen it. My wife does it, you know. Well, she tells me she does it. Every time she goes to the toilet publicly, I don't go in there to make sure about the standing rule. But I think due to like hygienic reasons, a lot of ladies stand, right? All my ladies having a piss, stand right up now. But men do, you know, and then that's kind of weird. It's like you go back out to the place, you go back out to the party, and you think, I don't really know you, but you've seen my bits, you know. That was like live Snapchat, and yet you haven't deleted it, have you? You've kept it, but you've kept that, you know. And people are then pointing over. That's him there, there's a guy. He's in Sweden now, but you know, very, very, very small. Must be cold there as well. Like it is here for him. What's that? What did you say, mate? What's that? Nothing. But it was good. I met some very, very cool people, and British comedy is pretty incredible. I think the standard of comedy here, it's, you get everybody comes from all around the world to do comedy here. You know, so it was really cool, and you know, I didn't have any bridges, you know, to fix. Bridges, no. you know, like, I don't have any arguments with people, you know. Fuck, life's too short for that, isn't it? If you're having an argument now, right, if you're in the middle of an argument, and the reason why you're listening to the pod is because you can't be bothered talking to that person that's next to you in this room, right? I mean, I'm not saying I'm the source, right? I'm not saying when people have relationship problems, they think, I need my ears massaged by that soothing, silky, emotional bastard they call the pitch.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm not, you know, you don't go straight to that. I'm going to break up with you. I need to listen. Let me listen to this. I really don't think that happens. But if you are, take the headphones out, right? There we go. So that was that. That's that person sorted, you know, because they can't take the headphones out and then I give them advice. Do you know what I mean? And they can't be listening, like we've been through this already in the office, or there can't be a robber in prison. There could be a robber in prison, but they can't. I can't go, take the headphones out and here's the advice, what you should do, because they won't listen to that part, right? Okay, Yeah, just get on with people. Do you know what? I think the world is something, you know, the world where we live, right? I think it's, or is it, this is a bad start to a little party thing that I know. Not a party thing, a little fact. Isn't it something like America has been around for 1700 years or something? Right, let's call them, they've been around for 2,000 years. Not 2,000 years. Anyway, they've been not at war for like 5 years. In the last, that's it, the last 170 years, they've been not at war for 2 years or something. In the world for 2,000 years, has not, there's not been a day when there's not been a war around the whole world. It just hasn't happened. So there we go. I mean, I don't know why you listen. I don't know if you're waiting for those nuggets of gold. But there you go, folks. There you go. In your faces. The other person's now still arguing. And they're going to come back. And it's going to be awkward. What we're going to talk about now, well, I'm going to talk about it, is New Year's resolutions. You know, the thing where you normally announce it, don't you? You have to tell someone. I don't know if people do it privately, do they? You know, they sort of, they go for it, don't they? They tell, here's my resolution, is I'm going to learn Swedish. So you know that, right? You know that. And so write to me, tell me, how's it going, mate? You know, people have been saying that for about 6 years now. How are you doing? Are you doing good? You can't, what? What the hell's wrong with you? Were you dropped as a child? These are the common ones, right? We're going to go through these. What I do in this part, if you've just joined in, right? You've just, you know, the word on the street, you know, is, you know, you want a bit of a laugh? Listen to this bloody thing. I normally talk shit for 20, 25 minutes, and then I come in with a bit of factual, you know, that, don't forget about the American thing. Forget about that. That was a mistake. And that's not something you should bring up any social situation or in the middle of an argument. You know, something like, yeah, and then you started listening to that dickhead's podcast, Pictures, didn't you? Yeah, look, listen to me. The world has been at war. Don't use that. Don't ever bring that up, right? The world, 17,000 years. We've only had a year when, what? Doesn't make sense. Oh, that damn you, Pitcher. You got my divorce solved. You don't solve divorces, though, do you? You don't have someone CSI split or something. I bet you there's a CSI split, you know, the city split. CSI separation or something like that. And the guy comes up. The guy doesn't have to be a guy. Could be a woman. You know, we're in 2016 now. I hate when people say that. Yeah, it could be a woman, couldn't it? I mean, we're in 2016 now. Like I just did. A female and a male detective come up and they solve it. CSI split. They look at all the evidence and then they said, that's why he was on the internet too much. I mentioned the thing about the internet and my son always looking for lizards, right? Doesn't even look for love, just looks for lizards. Apparently they did this survey. This is a fact. 20, don't even know the fact, do I? 20, I think it's 24.1% of parents said it was really, really difficult to get their, they couldn't get their children off their iPad, right? So I say to them, why the fuck are they sitting on an iPad? Joke. There we go. First of the year. Joke. Get off my iPad. You're sitting on it. Apparently they just, I actually think sometimes I think sometimes it's quite, like, for example, tonight we went to this restaurant. Kids had had a pretty, you know, mad day running around a museum, causing shit, you know, just running to the shop, you know, that thing. I need to get to the shop. We need to buy shit. We need to buy stuff from the place that I'm not really looking at. I just put my phone there and they watched, I think they watched some Pippi or Bamsey or something. And it just chilled them out and they ate their food. And sometimes I think it's quite a nice kind of, it's that thing of coming home after school and sitting there with cookies and milk and watching TV. I don't know if you did that. I did that. That was my life. Big kind of 6 or 7 cookies, milk. Sometimes it was like kind of gingerbread, you know. You don't have them in Sverige. Just a hard biscuit, and then you dip it in the milk. Let it soak. I watched a lot of Frost as well. And then you just stick it in the roof of your mouth, the top of your mouth, and then potentially you could just die alone with 4 biscuits and a half a glass of milk with the Smurfs on. That's the way you could go. But you just sit there and you let it kind of almost dissolve in your mouth. God, I should have gone to that reunion and brought that kind of story up. That doesn't lose people. Weird though, last night with the party, where it just, there's like 2 questions. How are you doing? Are you doing well in Sweden? That's it, basically. Oh yeah, how are you? Good. All right. Oh, that's, you know, there's hundreds of comedians. Egos just all gelled into one little place. Apart from me, because I can keep my ego in check. I don't have an ego. Another New Year's resolution. So here we go. So keeping it is one of the New Year's resolutions. Is like, I'm gonna have a resolution and I'm keeping it, right? So, but they don't actually tell you what they're keeping, but they do it, right? The one of the most common ones is change your look. You know, go for a new haircut or you know, try and look cooler. A big thing is, again, we can't do it with the kids. Don't give them a new look, can you? Oi, come here, give you a mohawk. You know, enjoy doggies. Piercings, you know. Yeah, so the haircut's the big one. And then, again, social media as well. I've really tried this year. Well, how many days? 7 days? A week. It's been a week, isn't it? Has it been a week? Ah, fuck it. Anyway, it's been like a year since I spoke to you. That's a good joke. It's been a year, mate. Oh, yeah. It's been a bloody good year. People say that they won't, this is it, you know, I'm off. And then they do that thing where they I think they announce something big, you know, on their kind of social media or on the internet, send out an email. You guys won't be seeing much of me because I'm going to be traveling, going to be doing loads of it, you know, all over the place. So, don't panic, eh? I'm going to be doing that. And, I'll come back and I'll know shit that you don't even think you know. I'm going to go to Peru and I'll come back with trousers made of goat's pubic hair. It'll be itchy, but I'll know stuff you don't even know. Stop drinking, I think, is one of the big ones where people say this is it. It's like going, you know, I'm not eating meat. People say that, don't they? New Year's Eve, they're like, do you know what, mate? This is it. This is the last korva I eat. But they normally say it. It's already in the new year, isn't it? They're normally quite pissed off their faces having a korv in a korv kiosk at like 1-2 o'clock in the morning, drunk as fuck, going, I'm not going to have a korv, but this is it. The whole year I didn't have a korv, and then you bring out your Snapchat or your recording of it, and you go, hang on, you're a liar. This was recorded 30 minutes into the new year, you big meat eater. By that time, they're vegan. They live on a commune, and all they eat is goat's crack. Goat crack? It's a new drug. It's called goat crack. It's pretty cool. It's very, very good. But don't ever wear those trousers. And then people, relationships, they get questioned, you know, like, I'm sick of, you know, going out with that. Another one is chocolate as well, isn't it? It's a bait. It's like meat, chocolate, and drinking. They're the big three. And then on the flip side to that, people say, but you know what? I'm gonna be healthy. I'm going to be healthy. That's what I'm going to do. But I'm gonna start running. I love running. You know, I ran. I used to run when I was 4. I think it's quite, there's a part of me, you see, because I don't drink, I don't smoke. I'm really quite a dull person, okay? Stick with me. It's got a flip to this. Flip? Just got a little bit at the end of this, where I think I go on the other side to it, right? I think on most mornings, when I wake up, I go, do you know what? I should just go the other way and start smoking crack, drinking, tattoo my face, start headbutting, just going to say children, doesn't have to be children, but smaller people for some reason. Anybody smaller than me, I'll headbutt. So I think about going on the whole completely other side, which is not good as well. It's that no regrets, isn't it? You know, I don't want to be there on my deathbed thinking I had no bloody, you know, I didn't live it. Should have lived it, shouldn't I? You know, that kind of shit. But we're perfect now because we join a gym for a year. We do that deal, don't we? They don't really have to force us into it either. We go in, we think, yeah, I can probably do January, and then it's going to be really like, you know, you're going to be sick and tired of the sight of my face, mate. You know, you might as well get one of, you might as well invest in a machine around here, like a treadmill, CrossFit, and some weights just for me, because you'll be sick of me. I'll be in here more times than you and the cleaner. And you just don't go, do you? You start eating chocolate and smoking bacon. You think, and then you do 4 days, maybe 3 day off, and then another one, and then you're done, aren't you? But you're walking around, like holding the belly in, you know, look all right, don't I? Yeah. But you never go back. But if you are, it is quite full on, isn't it? We do it every single year, don't we? We get to a point, I mean, I we're talking about extremes and stuff like that. I get to a point where I'm like, you know, I'm just, you know, I'm not even eating the ham. I'm just eating the fat, you know. And people are cooking bacon. They take the bacon. I'm like dripping the juice, like, you know, making it into drinks and stuff. And I'm just eating chocolate. I've got like chocolate as an injection or something like that, just straight in my mouth, you know. I just go totally whipped cream. I go completely the other way. And then I go, right, you know what? This is going to be my year. This is my big announcement, folks. December 31st is my last time I eat shit food. And actually, so far, so good. You know, it's been a very, very tough year. Very tough. Especially when you're running after kids in the Natural History Museum. But one thing I do like is I like to see these motivational kind of things that come up, you know, and that's always fun. I love that. Like, go do it now before the year ends, that kind of thing. I think just do what makes you happy. You know what? I get a lot of books and stuff. People give me books. That's what I got for Christmas, basically. Books and socks. Socks and books. And one of them I got was the Book of Questions. And I was all right with it. And then I looked at this kind of thing and it said, which could be worse, having to leave the country and never return, or never being able to travel more than 150 miles from where you now live? It's a good question, but it's just too much thinking, isn't it? And it's like, what would you rather do? Would you rather not be able to leave 150 miles or leave the country? And like, leave the country is just a bit too much, isn't it? You know? And then I start reading, I look at these questions, I'm like, that was the whole of Wednesday I thought about that question. I need to get out. And then a beard starts growing like Tom Hanks in Castaway. And my family want to leave me. And I'm like, but I really have to fucking answer this question, man. So I don't think these self-help, self-motivation things are so great. I think, and I'm just about to give you some self-help motivation. Just do what you need to do. There we go. What a wonderful way to end it. Tomorrow, I go to London Zoo. You're going to probably be listening to this after you've read about me getting caught in the lion enclosure. It's a nice word, enclosure. Always thought of something dramatic like that. That's how I think I'll go, you know, run over by something like, I go to Skansen and I get VIP tickets. You know, I pay a lot of money on Blocket for the reveal of the rhinoceros, you know, the African rhinoceros. Albino, three-legged albino rhinoceros, and then they don't realize that on the way over from Rhino Land it got a bit angry, and privately it was going through a lot, and they give it a carrot, and then they go, here's the live audience, and there's like 100 VIPs, but there's like 70 of them are very important, and then there's like 30 people, including me, who have bought it to look like, oh man, he either loves rhinos or he's important. And then the rhino just runs at me, stabs me in the eye and kills me. That's the way I'm going to go, you know? It's the way everybody wants to go, isn't it? Bit of rhino crush. This has been episode 17. It is a place which takes you away from the real world and gives you some entertainment. Now go ahead and entertain. I was going to say go ahead and entertain yourselves. Go ahead and that'd be, if I was on radio now, commercial radio, and I said that they'd shut me down, wouldn't they? They'd go, the producer, I'd lock the door, and the producer would be like knocking on the door. Oi, mate, let us in. Get them off. Turn the mics off. Stuff like that. So go ahead, entertain whoever you see. Have a brilliant, brilliant week. I'm going to be in London for the rest of this week. I will talk about Billy Connolly next week. Now I'm going to be back in Sweden next week. I think I might start doing the podcast, you know, more. maybe once or twice a week. Once a week is what I'm doing at the moment. So I'll try and double that and make it two a week, okay? Twice a week. Maybe three. Who cares? We're doing it. Have a brilliant week. Thank you so much for listening to me. Sounds like I'm a radio presenter, doesn't it? You know, they've got that normal voice of, yeah, everything seems to be all right, you know. Like I was with that guy when he gave me rice cakes. Thank you. A little bit like that. Thank you. And then when they go on, they press the button. They're like, welcome to Fox FM. If you're not excited, you're not a fox. You know, that kind of shit. So, none of that. Let's keep it real. If you're loving it, again, give me some questions. I do like to answer the questions. Sometimes I get them a bit lost. So what you need to do is go to my Facebook fan page. It's a yellow flag one. There's a yellow flag and it's got FIFA and the Alpitcher podcast. It's that photo on there. Like the page and then write me a question, of course. Have a brilliant, look after each other. See you soon. Bye-bye from London town.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.